This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, December 13th show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can talk to myself or any of the guests that I have in studio. Just call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, I have Via Williams with Keller Williams. And Via, so excited to have you in studio for the first time, and especially since you record your show right in the same studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege, and it is so much more fun to be a guest, Tina.
Nice. Well, good. Well, I'll have to be a guest on your show, right?
I would be happy to have you as a guest on my show.
So we're going to talk with Via about real estate. She is an industry leader without question, and we're going to kind of focus really on team and what does it mean to you as a home buyer or a home seller to be working with a real estate team versus a real estate individual. And before we jump in, let me give you a little background about Via. She's based in Seattle area. She heads an award-winning team of real estate specialists in the greater Seattle area, focusing on move-up and luxury segments. The Via team is the number one residential real estate team at Keller Williams Eastside office and is in the top 1% Keller Williams worldwide for volume sold. Keller Williams worldwide has over 100,000 agents, so you figure it out at 1%. She's definitely an industry leader. Via entered the residential real estate industry in 2001 after a successful career doing marketing and sales for builders and developers. She has been an award-winning realtor ever since, consistently performing in the top 1% of the nation in sales volume. She participates in many real estate association panels and co-hosts her own weekly show, as I said, right here in the same studio. Get Real Radio is her show, which airs right here again on KKNW 1150 and Blog Talk Radio. So Via, again, thank you so much for spending time with me and sharing your information with my listeners. And let's go ahead and start out with what's the first or most important reason to hire a team to represent you in the purchase of a sale in a home versus just working with a single individual real estate agent?
Which I was, by the way. I started off that way, Tina, and, certainly learned the ropes that way.
Uh-huh.
And yet what I soon realized is that I couldn't be all things to all people, could not be in more than two places at once, and I was not an octopus. And so at a certain point, as a consumer for the same amount of money, I started seeing who my competition was, and I started going, wow, they're getting like 5 or 10 of, so-and-so's people on call for them, and there's just me.
Yes.
And so if I'm in a meeting, and of course I would not rudely answer my phone during a meeting.
Of course not.
Then what was happening is calls were being missed.
Yes, yes.
So a consumer is calling in on one of my listings, and they have a question, and they might be a really good, viable, potential buyer. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing? I'm in a meeting, and I can't answer my phone. That is the tale of, 99% of all realtors.
Yes.
So the reason you hire a team is so that you can have a team of specialists, not just one generalist.
Mm-hmm.
Really, access to an agent most likely 24/7.
Yes.
One of us, there's five of us, and at this moment, while I'm on the radio, happily with you,
yes,
I have a crew of people who are answering phones and meeting with clients and customers right now selling homes.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And one of my personal business core practices is procrastinate, delegate. And I say that because I'm a team believer as well. So I'm not going to be good at everything. And I have a team that supports me. And so I think it's so important that we have our strengths and our weaknesses. So you kind of build that team to where you can take care of everything. Now let's talk Via as well. As a buyer, you don't pay real estate commission. And we can talk about that a whole nother conversation because a lot of times they don't know that. But really the seller pays all of the real estate commissions. But I think in a team situation, which you've already said the percentage, 99% are not doing a team. So it's really rare to find this dynamic is that they're paying the same amount of money, but instead of just getting one individual, they're getting that entire team, right? Can you talk about that?
That's exactly correct. And you touched on something that's really near and dear to my heart. I have what I call DHBs, or called deeply held beliefs.
Okay.
And I have some DHBs that as humans, we are wired in ways behaviorally that are fixed. You know, we are who we are. We're wonderful, unique beings. And we have these things that we're wired to be good at.
Uh-huh.
You and I, Tina, are superb at sales and negotiation.
Yes.
And yet we are probably not great at filling out 10,000 forms mm-hmm. and checkboxes. Am
yes.
I right?
Oh, of course.
I guess? So, you know, we...
I'm good at making the checklist.
Absolutely.
But not completing them.
Exactly, right? You know, I can negotiate multi-million dollar sales and I thrive on it. And yet I have an assistant who can handle paperwork and all of the back end stuff that brings. And it's better for everybody that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is behaviorally, we have different roles in a real estate transaction. And if you are diligent, which I am, in matching that behavioral style with what the role is, you get an all-star team.
Yes.
My transaction coordinator takes our files from, pending to close.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally is calling all parties involved or emailing on a daily basis. That's mm-hmm. all she does mm-hmm. full time.
Yes.
And you know, I was never that good. I could not be that good.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you don't want me to be that good at that, because what you want me to do is call the other agent when there's a problem and negotiate your purchase while we're selling your house. And you don't want me to be putting my energy into that. So I believe that, you know, if we can hire people who are behaviorally wired for specific roles, they love therefore what they do. They are therefore good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer has a phenomenal dream team.
Yes. And I, you know, and with Keller Williams and the structure that you have there as a company and that process that they go through that you were talking about is pretty amazing. And I'm like, so dialed in and right there with you. So let's talk about in the spirit of this with roles, because you have one individual that's running everything. They're trying to do the negotiation. They're trying to keep up on what's happening in the market. They're trying to show clients houses, driving around, all these things, issues are coming up, the paperwork, all these different roles and duties. So I mean,
in contrast to him, right? Yeah, I mean, when I was an individual agent, let's just go through a day.
Okay,
you know, I would get on the hot sheets and say, okay, you know, I've got three active buyers.
Hot sheets being the hottest.
I would get on the MLS and mm-hmm. say, what's come on the market in the last 24 hours mm-hmm. for my buyers that might work? And that takes time, and that takes calling agents. That might take previewing. Sometimes I might have to swing by a house on the way because they're at work busy, and if I think it's a good purchase for them, I'm going to need to see it. Meanwhile, you know, is the sign being installed on my listing that's getting activated today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does the flyer look? I need to print the flyer. I need to deliver the flyer. Oh, guess what? We're getting an offer in on another listing. So now I need to negotiate that. And guess what? I've got an inspection that I need to go be at for 3 to 4 hours, mm-hmm. you know, at noon, right? So all of this is happening. And what kind of ends up happening is you become a jack of all trades, master of nothing, I find.
Yeah, makes total sense. We cannot be good at everything. Mm-hmm. So as a team, you can provide a higher level of service, obviously, in all areas, and important to market the ability to act quickly when buyers are inquiring about mm-hmm. things, and especially in this market right now. So can you talk about that and the sense of urgency that you on the real estate side needs to have?
Yeah. Yes. I have three buyer's agents, and my assistant is licensed, and there's myself. So between the five of us, we are all over being pretty much anywhere within an hour or two.
Okay.
Most importantly, though, the buyer's agent's full-time job is working with buyers. And mm-hmm. that means that they sort of live and breathe this stuff. And so if they had met with you, Tina, and done a buyer consult with you and knew what you were looking for, and they'd shown you houses, they really knew what you looked for.
Okay.
They were working really closely with you because you're your own lender.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Every single day, you know, when you talk about a sense of urgency, not only is it identifying potential houses, it's calling agents and finding out when offers are going to be reviewed, what the seller's going to look for, simultaneously calling your clients, trying to figure out if you can pull them out of, you know, the office at lunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of moving parts involved. And that I truly believe you need buyer's agents focused on that and that alone. I couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so busy focused on my sellers. I just realized it wasn't servicing them.
Yes, exactly.
And what was servicing them was going to be to have people that were there, you know, 24/7 mm-hmm. for them, for their purchase only.
Yes. And you mentioned the transaction coordinator mm-hmm. for me, my loan coordinator, same mm-hmm. thing. That's what she does day in and day out, as she coordinates and closes loans. She doesn't touch anything that's not a contract. Mm. Under contract, and that's what she does all day. So that high level of service is so important. So talk about the benefit from a seller side mm-hmm. via in the team approach.
It's a huge benefit. A lot of our listings are luxury and high end, and so we need to accompany both buyers or agents when they show listings.
Uh-huh.
So we do, for instance, this is just one of many examples, we do team orientations. By the way, and what happens when you have listings is that you get a lot of calls and internet inquiries.
Yes.
And there is shocking statistics from the Realtor Association. I don't have them in front of me, and no one will remember the number uh-huh. anyway. Know that it's shocking how few listing agents actually call buyers back when they call. It's shocking. I see you shaking your head, and it, you should be
because that's
your
an
head.
Opportunity.
And emails, right? Yep. They mm-hmm. they're running around too busy.
Yes.
So the fact of the matter is that when we have team orientations and we have either the seller or myself leading them through every single one of our listings, mm-hmm. my entire team knows everything. They know what's behind the walls. They know what kind of construction it is. They know if there's a heat pump or not. What happens is when someone calls with a question, you know, and or wants to go see it, mm-hmm. they're not just getting shown by someone who is pulling up for the first time with no knowledge of the property. The sellers have the full force of our team involved, tutored essentially, right?
Sure.
Ready to go mm-hmm. and guiding any potential consumer through their home.
It's
I don't know why someone would choose otherwise. To me, it's a huge benefit.
So, Via, my time's running out with you. You know how it goes.
I do.
A radio show. It goes away really quickly. But leave my listeners with what is that most important why behind hiring a real estate team versus maybe just an individual?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. I call it the Uberization of society. We have a consumer now, Tina, that uh-huh. is absolutely expecting 24/7 almost instant response.
Yeah.
We have a 5-minute standard in my office. We get back to every lead within 5 minutes.
Wow.
And the fact is our consumers demand it. And mm-hmm. so without a team, that is virtually impossible. I would have missed that standard just talking to you now.
Of course.
Had someone have called in.
Yes.
And so I think that in the day and age we're in, a seller needs a team that can, you know, really comply with the standard that this consumer is demanding.
Well, and also in just what you said via two made me think of something is when you're talking with a client, you're working with a client. These conversations that we have with our clients, you on the real estate side, me on the mortgage side, they are not 5-minute conversations. I mean, you're talking with a client for, you know, 30 minutes about one topic. And, you know, so who's servicing and taking care of those other clients and opportunities that are coming in that need your help. So just amazing, Via. Well, I appreciate so much you taking time to come into my show. I'll look forward to getting the invite over to your show and hopping down the hall here, right?
That's right.
Awesome, Via. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, estate planning for digital assets, Anton Clawthorne with Reinberg Law Group, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.